This is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and thanks for joining. We want to continue our conversation about primary elections on Election Day 2023, We now want to turn to Hamtramck, where residents will elect six candidates to vie for three seats on the city council in November. There are nine candidates running for those six spots. Hamtramck recently came up in the news 2 months ago when the city unanimously voted to ban a variety of flags from being flown on city property. One of those was a pro-LGBTQ flag. They also banned some flags with racist and political views as well. The issue became particularly heated because the resolution came down during June, which is Pride Month, of course. But our democracy rests on the social infrastructure of elections, and that's because elections empower people to get rid of the people that they don't approve of and replace them with people that they are more in concert with. So what does that mean in Hamtramck? What will come of the primary elections in Hamtramck today, and what kind of things are candidates prioritizing? That's where we want to continue the conversation here. And, of course, we still want to hear from you on the phones and on social about your Election Day thoughts and experiences. 313-577-1019 is the number here. That's 313-577-1019. You can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can include you in our conversation that way. To help us make sense of what's happening in Hamtramck, we've got Osama Siblani here with us. He is the publisher of the Arab American News, which has been covering the city council primary in Hamtramck. Osama, always great to have you here. Welcome back to Detroit Today.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you.
Yeah. So talk to us about what is going on more generally in Hamtramck. As I said earlier in the show, I think it is one of the most interesting communities here in Southeast Michigan, in part because of the way it's changing, how rapidly it's changing, and what those changes mean to the politics and to the governing of Hamtramck. Give us a thumbnail sketch of that community and what's probably on voters' minds as they go to the polls today.
Well, in the last decade, as you mentioned, you know, there has been a dramatic change in the population in Hamtramck. It changed gradually, but in the last 10 years, dramatic change has occurred. The Polish community that were dominating in Hamtramck diminished almost like to 10%, you know, of the city with other communities or Europeans. Majority of 75% or more are Bengalis and Yemenis, Arab American. So also, they're Muslims, you know, both of them. So you have like 75 to 80% mm-hmm. of the city right now who are Muslims. And that is reflecting in the social fabric of the city and the political also components of the city. And that's why you saw the last few years, few elections, that Hamtramck was the first city in the United States that that has all city officials, elected officials who are Muslims, the mayor and also the city council. And I think this will continue. The issue of the flags and the LGBTQ flags, stuff like that, this is an issue that's it's being challenged all over the United States, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and every community has its own challenges with it. And of course, the Hamtramck community, like the Igbo community, if you remember during the election of 2022, you know, there was also 2021, I'm sorry, there was also an issue with the books and stuff like that. And I'm sure in 2024, it will come out and surface again. So this issue will continue because we are a conservative community and politically, we're liberal. Socially, we're conservative. So there is an issue. And also, You have to remember, and also your listeners have to remember, that democracy is not something, I'm sorry, democracy is not something that you you take, you know, like, it's not a pill, it's not something that you inject. Democracy is a practice, is a culture that you have to get accustomed to. And I think we're just getting right now, I mean, last election, 2021, brought three mayors, Arab Americans and Muslims, to Dearborn, Dearborn Heights, and Hamtramck. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is something that we are growing, we are learning, we're getting the experience, and also we are being challenged on some of these issues, important issues. Now, aside from the LGBTQ and all the flags and stuff like that, and the controversy of the books in 2021, the issues that facing communities are, you know, like policing, you know, security, you know, property taxes, mm-hmm. Increase of property taxes because to support schools and projects. We are old cities, you know, like Dearborn, Dearborn Heights, and also Hamtramck is an old city that needs to, you know, to refurbish its infrastructure. The flooding, you know, like the speeding and reckless driving is an issue. These are the issues that have been raised by the candidates. And also improvements, you know, like not only in the infrastructure, but bringing in businesses to the city, improving the roads, improving the schools in the city. These are, even though it's not a city council issue with the schools, but it continues to be a problem that they need to be address in Hamtramck and in other cities as well, including Dearborn. We have to remember also we have an election in Dearborn Heights. Also, eight candidates actually are running for three seats. So, and we have issues also in Dearborn Heights. There's lots of bickering, fighting, and city council and commissions and stuff like that. Yeah. So there are issues. It's growing. Dearborn Heights is growing. Established like in the last 6 years, 7 years, downtown for the city for the first time. They didn't have a downtown. Now they have a downtown areas being developed, and most of the developers are Arab Americans. Yeah. So, I mean, yes, it's a growing pain. It's an experience that the community is living, and that's what democracy is all about.
Yeah. I do want to go back to this flag controversy from June. You talk about learning and growing as a community as you kind of navigate these kinds of controversies. What do you think are the lessons from what happened in June? Of course, a lot of the LGBTQ community is really wounded by the decision, and I totally understand what you're saying about the social conservatism of the Muslim community. How do you manage those two things together, and as you say, learn from it?
Well, this is the debate is all over the United States, not only in Hamtramck and Dearborn. I mean, it's all over the state. The LGBTQ issues is an issue even with the Christian conservatives and with the evangelicals and the Republicans and the right wing of the Democratic Party. There are issues that America is divided about, and that is one of the issues that we are divided as a community about. Not every Arab American, not every Muslim believe in what Hamtramck has done. But what I'm saying to you is that this is something that we are faced with now because we are in a position to make a decision. And because of the social conservatives that we have, we grew up with, we are exercising it. But this is going to be a subject debate for the coming years. And I am sure the community will evolve somehow. To tell you the truth, you know, in our community, there are LGBTQ. I mean, we are like everybody else. And they were in the closet, and they're coming out as, you know, every year, you know, people more and more coming out and saying, you know, look, you know, I'm a gay, I'm a lesbian. I'm, you know, there are in our community, the Muslim community, in the Arab community, like every other community. So we have people who were in the closet. They're coming out right now. And because of the climate that has been casted over all the United States and the world. So I think we're going to grow with this. It's going to take time. The debate is on. It will change maybe later. I don't know how it's going to change, which direction it will take, but I'm sure it will change. And this is one of the issues that the community is facing. Other issues, you know, like we have to remember that a community like ours, they came from countries that very few countries actually in the Middle East, they have elections, like in Lebanon, there is an election.
Right.
But election itself, democracy, how you go in, vote, you run for election, you run a campaign, you debate issues with other opponents, and then when you win or lose, you say, okay, this is you accept it and you move on and you run again and you serve the community and you set an agenda. All this stuff is new, and we are walking it. Mm. We're walking it right now before we run it.
Yeah.
So I think it is, you know, we have to have patience and we have to continue to talk about these issues, and we need to talk about them without fighting with each other. We need to look at the Muslim community as a community that is new on the block,
mm-hmm.
the new kids on the block, and we need to work with the community and try to understand where they're coming from and how we can change directions.
Right. As you point out, this is new, and in Hamtramck in particular, it was 2021 when the city first elected its all-Muslim city
Correct.
Council. Let's talk about what things you think have been accomplished, things that have maybe changed because of that milestone being reached in 2021. I know it's early, but what difference do you see in terms of the governance and the representation because there is, you know, for the first time, this all-Muslim council?
Well, when you have 75% of the city, which is 28,000 residents,
mm-hmm.
when you have 80% of it are Muslims, I mean, this is a reflection of its constituents. You know, it is democracy. I'm not surprised that they elected the mayor and
right.
city council members who are Muslims. But they are Americans too, you know. Like
sure.
They are Americans, and Bengalis and the Yemeni Americans are there. And yes, the city has problems. I mean, the focus on Hamtramck came from nationwide because of it's the first city that every elected official is Muslim. But issues in Hamtramck existed before. And the city was crumbling. I mean, the city was just fading because it's an old city, and the infrastructure is like every other city around, like Detroit, like Dearborn, flooding issues with the infrastructure, the electricity, the water supply, and everything else. So we in schools. So we need to give this administration that happened to be all Muslims, you know, to first learn the problems and then find solutions. And 2 years is not enough. 2 years is just it's the beginning of finding what is going on. Now, again, you're dealing also with a community that are immigrants. They have mm-hmm. different needs mm-hmm. than those who have been there for years and years and generations after generation, like the Polish, the Italians, the Albanians. So we need to give them time in order to establish themselves, see what their issues, and then address them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that they are doing this. You know, we have really in the city council, in Hamtramck, and also in Dearborn Heights and in Dearborn, we have educated people who are new generations and were born and raised in this country, or some of them have immigrated, but they are educated. They understand, you know, the issues, and they are learning how to govern. And you know, we have to give them the time in order to develop a strategy to address the issues that they're facing.
Yeah.
But they are facing issues in Hamtramck. I remember when the Polish were dominating, they had issues too.
Sure. I mean, it's interesting to watch the kind of the cycle repeat, right? And that happens a lot in Southeast Michigan, where many communities are immigrant communities. And oftentimes they start in one place, then he moves to another place, and that means another group, often of immigrants, end up in the driver's seat.
It's like flying, into an airport, landing, and then going to your destination.
Right.
That's exactly what's happening now in our community. You know, like in Dearborn Heights, they're going west. You know, they're going to Canton, Northville, Plymouth, Farmington, west of Bloomfield. So we, you know, like you're right. I mean, you know, you come in, you establish yourself, and then you start moving to other places and branching out and stuff like that.
Yeah,
living the experience, and that is what is this country is all about.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, but I do want to talk about the city council race. Talk about what's going on there in Hamtramck.
Yeah, like I said, the major issues that they're facing is like property taxes, which right now they have a renewal millage in there for the schools. And they're talking about property taxes. They're talking about, you know, speeding, reckless driving, crime, policing, infrastructure. These are the issues that are facing Hamtramck. Of course, you know, the LGBTQ is a part of it, but it's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is really the infrastructure. The city is an old city and needs to be reinvented somehow. And also, you know, like the reckless driving and you know, people who do not feel like they're secure there. I mean, these are the issues that are facing the policing and all the stuff. These are the issues that we, when we talk to the city council people who are running for re-election and those who are challenging them, these are the issues that they're putting on the table.
Yeah. Okay, Osama Simbalani, before I let you go, I want to give you a chance just to talk a little about your mayor in Dearborn. I know he's not on the ballot today, but he's also an exciting figure, somebody who's trying things differently, yeah, there in Dearborn.
No, he's not on the ballot.
Right, he's not on the ballot, but I just wanted to give you a chance to talk about the things that
he's doing. He's doing a great job. Abdullah Hamoud, young, ambitious, you know, public servant who has been doing a great job in Dearborn. You know, Dearborn has been, the government of Dearborn has been rusty. It was rusted. It's been sitting there for 35, 36 years. Mm-hmm. They have been going on a pilot, you know, and he came in, reinvented the city government. He has now a robust government running and an administration. Last week, in the weekend, the past weekend, they had the homecoming festival, and I was there for the first time in years, and it was just a fabulous place, you know, where you can see the diversity that of the audience and the participants, the vendors. You know, it was a great event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, regardless of the rain that on Sunday. But it was great, and also the city is improving. He's working. He's doing three parks in Dearborn, new parks. Recreations for the kids, and he is working on you know, reckless driving also, which is a problem in Dearborn, and also you know, security, and this is an issue that all cities are facing.
Sure,
but in Dearborn in particular, so, also there is a boom in residents. Yeah. You know, like we went from 99 to 110.
Right now, we've talked to him about attracting people, and especially trying to attract young people and keep them in Dearborn.
Yeah.
Osama Simbalani,
he's doing a great job.
Yeah. Osama Simbalani, it's always really great to talk with you here on Detroit Today. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, that's going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow, and we'll have more programming for you. This is 101.9 WDTFM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. If you haven't voted and you have the opportunity to cast a ballot in Southeast Michigan today, please take the opportunity. We'll talk again tomorrow.